We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve is 10 in the morning here on a Thursday morning, March 14th at 8:46. Now, three big things.
Three.
Recent rain has caused some problems with street drainage in Wichita.
Two.
High wind causes damage across central Kansas.
One.
President Trump orders the Boeing 737 MAX grounded. Three big things. Stephen Zed on KNSS.
This morning, we've got the gasoline prices in Wichita. Those gasoline prices around $2.37 a gallon in some places. That was the highest I've seen out there, but we've seen some lower prices. It's about a $2.33 at 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Hey, cloudy and windy with a 20% chance for rain today at a high of 45 degrees after yesterday's high of 65. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 29. Friday sunny, tomorrow's high 48. Now a cloudy sky, a west wind gusting to 29 miles per hour, and 39 degrees. 8:47 now, Stephen Ted. Coming up on the Glenn Beck program at the top of the hour. This is a, it says it's a Bill O'Reilly Thursday coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
Talking to him also in the, we're going to talk with Joel Rosenberg, author of The Persian Gamble. That's, he's one of the guests coming up with Glenn Beck here at 9 o'clock here on KNSS.
All right, listen to good stuff.
A burglar with a cold was caught after he broke into a house in England because he dropped his handkerchief. The burglar got away with a TV and a leather jacket, but left the hanky at the scene.
Hanky panky.
When he got it out to blow his nose. The crook was caught by police after they examined the handkerchief and found traces of his DNA.
Automatic DNA evidence right there on the hanky. Yep.
In the old mucus.
Yep. Easy to figure out.
They matched that up to the records in the police computer, and they caught the man. The sneezing bandit, I guess you might say.
I do. Ah. Should have taken his antihistamine before he went there. Yeah.
Wireless earbuds. Are they dangerous? Okay, no wire.
Well, we'll find that out later.
Find out later. Apparently some studies have been done about them, but stocks closed higher on Wall Street Wednesday, led by gains in healthcare and technology companies, giving the market its third straight gain.
All right.
It's been rebounding this week following its worst week since December. The S&P 500 rose 19 points, the Dow rose 148 points, and the NASDAQ rose 52 points.
I guess I didn't realize that last week was the market's worst week in a couple of months.
I didn't either. It's been, the market. But it's the market. It goes up,
it goes down. It's up and down. Oh, yeah.
It goes up for a few days, comes down for a few days.
So this is an up week. We're glad that's happening.
It's been going back and forth, up and down for many, many years now, Ted.
That's true.
Okay. Let's see here. Just a gentle reminder that the tax filing deadline is just over a month away.
Now we're about a month out. Yep.
Jed said he's already got his taxes done.
He's always very diligent about getting it done.
Shelly and I have got all our, our documents ready to go. And we just now have to wait on our highly skilled accountant to help us out.
Of course, you never have to worry. You've got relatives who are accountants.
I do.
You get taken care of.
A couple of relatives who are ready to take care of business.
Yeah.
A lawyer for Apollo 11 moonwalker Buzz Aldrin says a legal fight over whether Aldrin is competent to manage his affairs is over. Attorney Keith Durkin says two of Aldrin's adult children have withdrawn their petition seeking guardianship of Aldrin's affairs. And the former astronaut has dropped his civil lawsuit against his children and former manager. Aldrin had accused them of financial shenanigans and slandering him. The 89-year-old Aldrin says in a statement that the end of the legal fighting will help restore family harmony. Aldrin sued his children after they filed a petition saying their father was suffering from delusions and paranoia.
Well, there's some kind of contention going on there among that group.
And, I'm sure that the harmony will return to the Aldrin family, and this Thanksgiving they'll all get together, and all will be forgotten. You think?
Houston, we have a problem.
Maybe keeping my fingers crossed about that. All right, let's take a look at some local business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. The Kansas Health Foundation is trying to get the word out about the 2020 census.
Okay.
One of every 10 Kansans is living in what's known as hard-to-count areas. The Health Foundation has awarded the Kansas League of Municipalities $500,000 for a statewide educational campaign. Census results are important because they are used to target federal assistance to states and help guide community decision.
Well, if we know there's one out of 10, then we know how to count them.
They're out there.
What's the problem?
I don't know. If we know, we just put them generally speaking
right.
Somewhere. Okay. Another column in the form. American Airlines pilots say they can safely fly the Boeing 737 MAX 8 aircraft. A memo issued by the Airline Pilots Association says the pilots for the world's largest airline have the necessary training and experience to troubleshoot problems and take decisive actions if needed. They say people are jumping to conclusions about the Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. Of course, the president grounding the planes, the MAX 8 and 9. Wichita Business Journal has published a series of photos for its latest dream home. This home is a $1 million chateau near Flint Hills National Golf Club. It's a 7,000-square-foot home with 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, a library, and an exercise room.
No conservatory?
It doesn't say there is. It features an impressive wine cellar.
Oh.
And you can see the photos on the Wichita Business Journal website. A little bit out of my price range. I'm not looking to buy a house, but if I were, I think that's a little bit too much house for my wife.
Keep most of your wine in boxes.
Yeah, you got. I don't have a wine cellar. Okay, got a cellar, but it doesn't have any wine in it. It's got the junk. That's all we got down there. Today is International Ask a Question Day.
What?
Yes, this is celebrating the birthday of Albert Einstein.
Are you serious?
Who was born in 1879? That's another question. Thank you. But of course, he was this terrific scientist, great scientist, and one of his famous quotes was, "The important thing is not to stop questioning." Apparently, he's talking about the scientific community and the way the science goes about things, trial and error, proving, disproving.
Right.
Never stop and think you've got to the final decision. Keep asking questions. Of course, in our business, it's what we do. In our interviewing and in radio is what we do. We ask questions. Sometimes they're pretty dumb. We know that. Sometimes they're pretty good. But we continue to ask.
Well, we won't get any answers if we don't ask the question.
What is the secret to get interviewing? I know I've done so many.
Well, I mean, you've done some of them, thousands in your lifetime.
Some have been good. Some have been bad. The best ones, I think, are the ones. No, I would say the best ones, but I'm not sure. The best ones, ones you're really prepared for? Maybe not. I've had some pretty good ones that were just flying off the cuff.
Yeah, sometimes you're ultra prepared and you just get nothing on the other end. I think there's kind of got to be a little bit of a two-way flow there.
The danger if you're in media is
the interviewer and the interviewee
thinking about your next question while they're answering the question, and then
you get caught up. You get caught up in that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, anyway, today is National Ask a Question Day. 8:54 now, Steve and Ted. Hey, coming up at 9 o'clock, the top of the hour this morning, KNSS News. President Trump grounds the 737 MAX aircraft. We'll be talking about that at 9 o'clock on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.